Now we're not to sleep as others do the rest that are around us. Let's watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Now, the whole thought here, the children of light just can't engage in this type of thing. They're to live for God today. Now he says, but let us who are of the day be sober. And again, he mentions that word sober. And that's a very good word. Let's understand here that we have a duty. Now he is going to mention something that he mentions later on in Ephesians, and we've already looked at that. He says here, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Now, this speaks of soldier service, as you can see. Here is a call to soldier's duty. What are we to do? Put on the breastplate of faith and love. That covers your heart, you know, and your vital parts of your body, the breastplate does. And then the helmet, the hope of salvation. And this is a day when everybody, all men go bareheaded, and women don't wear hats very much today. But every Christian ought to have on a helmet, and that's the hope of salvation. And we have these three words here again. This is the third time they've appeared in this epistle. A labor of love, and the work of faith, and the patience of hope. Here we have it again. Faith, saving faith, and saving faith produces works. As Calvin put it, faith alone saves, but the faith that saves is not alone. What a picture we have here. And love, love is for the present. Faith looks back to the past, love for the present, and that is the relationship the believer should have in those round about him, and the hope of salvation, and that is the blessed hope. That's what he says that the believer's looking for. We're not looking for the day of the Lord. We're not looking for the great tribulation period. I don't see how you could rejoice in that in any way whatsoever. We're looking for a blessed hope, and that is the consummation of our salvation. John says, beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Now, God's not through with me, so don't you be impatient with me. And the little lady down in Mississippi, I guess maybe it was West Texas, years ago, in a testimony meeting, she got up and said, most Christians ought to have written on their back, this is not the best that the grace of God can do. And I always felt that I ought to have that on my back. He's not through with me, and don't you be impatient with me. And by the way, I won't be impatient with you, I hope, because I don't think he's through with you either. And today, there is the hope of salvation. That is, that he will consummate what he's begun with us. He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of salvation. Now, for God hath not appointed us to wrath. Now, that ought to be clear today even to an amillennialist. For some reason, they missed the point. God hasn't appointed us to the day of wrath, to the great tribulation. Church is not going through it. It's a time of judgment. Christ bore our judgment. Somebody says, you think you're good enough to go out? No, I'm not even good enough to be saved. But he did it by grace. And when he comes, takes his church out, I'm going with you super duper saints. And you know why? Because of the grace of God. He hasn't appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Deliverance from wrath. And that's what the great tribulation. Who died for us, this is verse 10. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Now, whether you die or whether you live, and at his coming. After all, most of the churches has already gone through the doorway of death. And what a parade that's going to be someday, beginning with Stephen and the apostles, and then the martyrs, and then down through the ages, and you and I, if we're alive, we'll bring up the rear. That's all we're going to do. But thank God we're going to be there by the grace of God. Now, what does this do for you? Wherefore, comfort yourselves together. This is a marvelous, wonderful thing.